Good morning, my name is Lidie van der Berg. Soccer has always had a special place in my heart. I grew up with it. My dad played soccer and my brother played as well. And later my sister and I, we joined a girls' soccer team. And the only person in our family who didn't play was my mom, obviously. After moving to South Africa, I also grew to love rugby. But soccer is still my preferred sport. There's something beautiful to me about the way a player handles the ball with their feet, the way a strategy unfolds across the field, and the way a perfectly timed pass can reach another player at exactly the right moment. During the World Cup, I cheered, obviously, for both Bafana Bafana and the Netherlands, and I felt a little lost when they were knocked out. Thankfully, that this disappointment did not have a permanent influence on me, and I could continue with the truly important things in life. But some things did stand out to me during this World Cup, and that was the testimonies of players openly proclaiming their faith. On the Dutch team, Cody Gakpo shares that he is a believer, and days before their third match, he experienced the loss of his unborn child, but yet he was still able to step onto the field, play, and even score a goal in their final match. On television, we could see the deep emotion he showed after scoring, and he pointed to the sky as a symbol of thanking God. Even through heartbreak, he continued to play the game and score for his country. And that moment reminded me that being victorious does not always mean life is easy. Sometimes victory looks like continuing to stand, continuing to trust, and continuing to give glory to God even while your heart is hurting. This is what the Bible says. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. That's in Romans 8, verse 37. Have you ever faced a situation that made you feel defeated before you even began? Maybe it was a difficult conversation or financial pressure, a health concern, a family struggle, or a season where your faith felt tired. Life can sometimes make us feel as if we are merely surviving. But Romans 8 verse 37 speaks a stronger word over us. In Christ, we are not victims and we are not barely making it. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. It says victory is found in all these things. So Paul doesn't say we are more than conquerors after all the trouble is gone. He says in all these things. The surrounding verses speak about tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, and sword. In other words, God's promise is not that believers will never face hardship. The promise is that hardship will never have the final word over those who belong to Christ. This is important because many people think victory means the absence of struggle, but biblical victory often happens in the middle of the struggle. The peace of God can stand in the middle of pressure. The strength of God can rise in the middle of weakness. And the love of God can hold us steady in the middle of uncertainty. And then the phrase more than conquerors means more than simply winning a battle. It speaks of an overwhelming victory. It means that what comes against us does not get to define us. It means that even the things meant to discourage us can become places where God reveals His strength, His faithfulness, and His glory. A conqueror defeats an enemy. But in Christ, we become more than conquerors because God can take what was meant for harm and use it for good. He can take pain and deepen compassion. He can take disappointment and teach trust. He can take weakness and reveal His power. The enemy may attack, but he cannot separate us from the love of God. And then Romans 8:37 doesn't say We conquer through our personality, our confidence, our money, our education, or our own strength. It says we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. The source of our victory is not self-effort. It is Christ's love. And this love is not fragile and it's not temporary. It's not dependent on our own perfect performance. It's the love displayed at the cross, confirmed by the resurrection and present with us through the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus loved us, gave himself for us and lives in us, we can face life with a different kind of courage. One of the enemy's strategies is to make us define ourselves by what we are going through. If we're struggling, he wants us to say, "I am defeated." If we are afraid, he wants us to say, "I am weak." If we have failed, he wants us to say, "I'm finished." But God speaks a better identity over us. You are more than a conqueror through Christ. Your situation may be real, but it's not ultimate. Your struggle may be painful, but it's not your name. Your battle may be intense, but it's not your identity. Your life is defined by Christ, not by crisis. You are loved, held, strengthened, and secured in Him. So how do we live this truth daily? First, we remember God's word more than we rehearse our fears. Romans 8, verse 37 must become more than a verse we quote. It must become a truth we stand on. Second, we pray for a place of relationship, not panic. We come to God as children who are loved by the Father. Third, we choose obedience, even when feelings are unsettled, trusting that God is working, even when we cannot yet see the outcome. Being more than a conqueror doesn't mean we never cry, we never struggle, or we never feel pressure. It means we keep returning to the truth that Christ's love is stronger than everything that comes against us. We do not fight for victory as if Jesus still needs to win it. We fight from victory because Jesus has already overcome. So here are some reflection questions for you and for me. Where do I currently feel defeated or discouraged? Am I defining myself by my struggle or by God's promise? What would change today if I truly believe that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ? How has God carried me through past battles? Who can I encourage with this truth this week? Today you may not feel strong, you may not feel victorious, but your feelings are not the final authority. God's word is. Romans 8:37 declares that in all these things you are more than a conqueror through him who loved you, just like the image of a player continuing on the field after heartbreak. Our victory is not proved by the absence of pain, but by the presence of Christ with us in the pain. Stand in that truth. Walk in that identity. Let the love of Christ steady your heart and strengthen your steps. Let us pray. Loving Father, thank you that my victory is found in Jesus Christ. And thank you that no trial or fear, disappointment or attack can separate me from your love. Help me to stop living as though I'm defeated and teach me to stand in the truth of your word. Strengthen my faith, renew my courage, and remind me daily that I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.